This is Ouija Boards and Midnight Marks, where a spirit board conversation sparked our spiritual evolution. I'm Shale.
And I'm Cheyenne. And each week, we explore a world where there is much more than meets the eye. So pour yourself a drink and join us as we cheers to a witchin' good time.
Welcome back, Ouija babies. We are getting to the final couple episodes of our season five, which is still hard to wrap my mind around that we're already on season five. Before we jump in, I am just so excited to share our guest tonight. They are someone who was introduced by us by the lovely Sister Yarrow, who is very prominent on this podcast. She has been a guest. She's been a sponsor. She's been the overall, you know, mama that we just love on our podcast. So thank you, Maddie from Sister Yarrow, for connecting us. It will be just me tonight. Unfortunately, Cheyenne is having a bit of a family emergency, but she wanted to be here, but she is with us in spirit. So I am happy to introduce Kendra Ruth. So she is somebody who is kind of a jack of all trades that I'm just like super excited to talk to and has the most interesting story. So Kendra was actually on season 45, which also blows my mind that this show has been around for 45 seasons, but season 45 of Survivor Castaway, and is the owner of Happy to Be Here. I just love the fact that also Kendra's bio came from one of her best friends, and I think it very well like articulates who she is as a person. So I'm just going to read it. But Kendra is driven by an insatiable desire to explore the world, which we love here on the podcast, as well as herself along the way. That's just like the most beautiful thing someone could say about you, I just have to say. The past decade has taken her from coast to coast, island to island, and many countries along the way. She uses her knowledge of astrology and tarot to connect with spirit, reflect and guide what is to come. After returning from Fiji and moving to the jungles of Hawaii, she continues to use these passions to bring insight and inspiration to herself and others. So Kendra, welcome to Ouija Boards and Midnight Marks. And what are you drinking tonight?
Oh my gosh, Shale, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. And yeah, I am still kind of like wrapping my head around like having bios and like what that means. So obviously I went to my bestie because I was like, I know she's got this, and she wrote the most perfect thing ever. And like, I was just like crying, like I cry super easily. So I was just like crying as I was reading that. I was like, I love you so much. So yeah, shout out to the besties. We need them. Shout out to the coven. My coven just has my back. And anyways, I am drinking some hot tea, and in here is some licorice root, some hibiscus flower, and chisandra berry. I was pretty sick coming off season 45, like the showing of that, and traveling around the country, going to all these like watch parties, whatever, like sick for like 3 weeks. And so I was taking a lot of cold medicine, and like I had gotten a massage last week, and where she was pressing on my foot was like my liver, the liver position in reflexology. And I was like, I've already been really taking care of my liver, but I wanted to like really give extra love to my liver. Especially because I feel like that's really correlated with like how we ingest information and taking things in, our own clarity in life. So taking care of that after taking a bunch of cold medicine, because like sometimes yeah, the naturopath medicine isn't doing it when I'm dying. So
I have one of those, deep coughs that are just like keeping you up all night, and you're just hacking and hacking like Robitussin. That's my go-to. I will use natural medicine all the way, but those type of nights where I'm like, I just gotta get some sleep, I can't handle this anymore, Robitussin.
Yeah. And you know what, it's both. It's like knowing that I'm taking the Robitussin, then being like, okay, I need, or like any of these like over-the-counter meds, being like, okay, like how am I also nourishing my body well, you know, I'm putting this stuff in my body that's going to stay there for a little while. So anyways, I'm so stoked to be here. Madeline has said nothing but amazing things about y'all. And like, I've definitely been like dipping my toes in some episodes with you guys, especially the ones that like Maddie has been on. And I just love in Ouija Boards and Midnight Marks. A quick story. So I had three rules in my house growing up as a child. First one was don't smoke, no smoking cigarettes. No, second one was don't get pregnant. Third one was like the most important rule was no Ouija boards in the house. My mom, you know, we grew up kind of like with tarot, having palm readers over, all that stuff. And so Ouija boards like not allowed in the house. She's like, I do not want the kids messing around with that. And then the Midnight Marks, that's Practical Magic's like the story, like the movie of my family. And so that's like really how we all connect. And I actually just got a Practical Magic little like tribute tattoo. It's the Death Watch Beetle with lavender and rosemary.
Oh my God. Synchronicity there. I love it.
I love it. So I just wanted to give that a little shout out. I love the podcast name.
Well, thank you so much. Yes. It's, we like it. Feels kind of iconic. It feels nostalgic. Yeah. And the Ouija board is a huge part of our story too. So, and kind of our spiritual awakening that came with that, but so awesome to have you on. So normally Cheyenne is our tarot queen on this show, but she's not here today. So we're going to go ahead and keep the tradition rolling, but I'm going to go ahead and pull from the Sacred Spirit Oracle deck instead. And awesome. Just the vibe we have for this episode. And we're going to be talking astro herbalism today, which like the herbalist in me is so excited to nerd out over this. I love talking about the way the plants interact with the elements and the universe. And I've gotten really into gardening by the moon and like those kinds of things. So I'm just so stoked to learn more from you about that journey. So we will see who comes out here.
Yes.
Ooh, so we drew the Secret Temptation card.
Okay. I'm
feeling kind of fiery vibe. And I'm also still getting to know this deck. So we're just going to read from what the book says. I literally just got this deck like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And it's just been like one of those that just kind of jumps off the wall and really speaks to you, you know?
Yes.
Right. So it says, temptations can be everywhere, dependent upon your vices. And ultimately, there will always be a temptation to the human psyche. We can learn from these vices as they teach us about our emotional triggers prior to our actions. Self-mastery is key. Risk-taking should be avoided now with careful consideration of any planning of events, career changes, or major decisions. A lack of willpower may influence your impulses. Be strict with your budgets as financial blowouts are significant now. It's as if they know that like I'm just like in this online shopping situation. It says, right now, the truth is yet to be revealed. Be cautious in lending any goods you wish to have returned as deception is around every corner. Be mindful of any agreements or contracts at this time and seek professional advice where appropriate. And then the affirmation is, I continue to make positive choices and I free my emotional burden.
Ooh, that one actually hits super, super hard for me right now.
Does it? Yeah, I was like, I definitely am feeling like that's kind of a collective. There's a lot going on in the world around discernment and all of that. So yeah, I'm curious how it is resonating with you.
Definitely. So just like being cautious, like not only of like money and contracts, but also like our like energetic resource that we have and what we share to others. And, you know, just starting my own business recently and knowing that that comes with like not just living my best ninth house stellium life all the time. And that like, I can't just jet set to here, there, and everywhere. And like, I'm actually building something and knowing that discernment of like, okay, like long-term goals, like really leaning into that. And I'm just super grateful for that, like Uranus, Jupiter in Taurus right now, just like trining my natal Jupiter and moon in Virgo, because that's like, I always say that that's like the pinky toe keeping me on the ground, like, because everything else is just like a hot air.
Yeah.
And I just want to expand and, you know, explore and all these things. But that's definitely a reminder for me. It's just like slow and steady wins the race, and to like not be tempted by things that would like bring me joy or like just like flashes of joy or excitement in the past, and just like head down, do what I have to do. And also finding joy in like what I'm doing, you know, not being tempted by things that seem extravagant. Like, I'm just such a Jupiter person. And so it's always like bigger is better and just always expanding. But we can also expand in our small day-to-day lives. Like, finding magic in the mundane is like literally my moon in Virgo. That's us, me every day. It's just like finding the magic and finding expansiveness through my day-to-day life. And so leaning into that and the abundance in that rather than looking outwards. So
I so resonate with that as well. I just, you know, we're recording this the day after Imbolc. And that's honestly one of my absolute favorite Sabbats and times of the year. I just love the bit of stirring that you're starting to feel energetically in nature right now. And I used to be somebody who really did not like winter. But I've really kind of started to fall in love with it, especially living here in Colorado, where we've been experiencing some pretty significant wildfires due to like lack of moisture and drought and feeling that grief. But, you know, Imbolc is such a special time where I really feel like it's that kind of opportunity to look inward at what we're tending within ourselves. And shout out to Holly from Spirit of the Herbs. I know she listens to this once in a while. She led the most beautiful Imbolc circle last night that I got to be a part of. And one of the things that she had us all reflect on is like, what are you tending as far as your inner light? Like, how would you describe your inner light to other people? Which is like such a beautiful question to ask, right?
I'm like right now. Like, how?
Yes.
Beautiful question.
Yeah. And the second question she asked was really about, you know, how are you returning to the light? This is the time of year where the light is obviously starting to grow again as we move closer towards the spring equinox. And so, I think that that's just a really important card to receive at this time, to be like, where are you putting energy that's not going to actually help you live that life that you really dream of, right? Or that you know is meant for you. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I love that so much. And it kind of like, you know, can go into the darker parts of our human psyche a little bit too, like that temptation. And so always like just finding ways to like navigate that with grace. You know, it's like, I just always think about, you know, being the seed under the soil and seeing the darkness and like embracing that, and also knowing where the boundaries are supposed to lie for that. And so, yeah, just super great message at this time. And I appreciate that. You sharing from your circle last night. I also went to like a little woman's circle thing last night too. It wasn't for Imbolc, but I went to like a little like potluck clothing swap, and it's just really lovely to gather with my community and the women in the community and just hang out. So yeah, hoorah to that.
I also, I know folks listen to the podcast, but this is times where I'm also kind of bummed that we don't have the video side, because I'm like, there's this beautiful duality going on where like I'm in a sweater because it's cold and you're in like the beautiful sunny tropical area. And yeah, it just feels very light and abundant too.
Oh my gosh. And we're having a super moody day here today too. So it's been, and I feel so grateful. I was just talking about this with my neighbor. It's like when it's sunny here, it's so expansive and you want to go out into the world and you're like, really, I'm like living off grid, living in the jungle. Like, I'm really tuned into the world around me and to like the natural rhythms and cycles. And then when it's rainy, it's like, we're all going internal. No one expects anyone to like being out and about in community so much, or being so extroverted, or just like having our energy outwards. We all just like without saying, respect each other's like inner time and inner zone. And I'm just like, so in awe of just the way that how quickly we can just like, when we're immersed in nature, really just like go into those rhythms, natural rhythms and cycles of the world around us. So yeah, I'm loving this rainy day. It's so funny growing up in Massachusetts. It's like, oh, we pray for sunny days. And then, you know, living out here, it's like, oh, rainy, misty day. Yay. Just always the grass is greener, always looking forward to what you can't have. So
well, amazing. Let's go ahead and dive in to who you are and what you're about. And I'm already like having these, I don't know, explosions of excitement around the fact that you are living off grid, that you've built this life for yourself. So kind of tell us like whatever you're wanting to share about your journey, how you came to the plants. As a fellow herbalist, I can nerd out on that the whole time. So I'm just super excited to hear your whole journey and what led you to where you are and your business and everything. So wherever you want to start, the floor.
Absolutely. I guess I'll give a little beginning roots to my journey here to Maui, Hawaii. And I just do want to say, it was a bit of a internal battle to move to Maui, Hawaii, just knowing as like a white person, am I it, are my knowing that my intentions are correct and like knowing that literally all I want to do is like give love to the earth here. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity. But also I just want to say like Lahaina is still the colonization here is super apparent. Lahaina is still struggling. And anyone who's listening, if you feel inspired, oh, it's gonna make me cry. And I'm just so grateful for this rain. But if you feel inspired, please donate to Maui Strong. It really is a great resource. People are still out of their home. People are still moving around in hotels and displaced.
And we'll be sure to put the link for that resource, knowing that it's a vetted resource in the show notes so that people know that they're donating to a good cause that is safe and vetted.
Yeah, it's a vetted resource. And yeah, if you feel inspired, please reach out and donate. I've been donating like whatever I can, usually a small percentage of especially the readings I'm doing. I'm happy to be here, which is my, I decided to move to the middle of the ocean and start a website this or start my business in the same week. So, Capricorn season was great.
You're like all that productive energy.
All of the decks of energy, using all that cardinal energy. But my journey started here in COVID, actually. I had left a job. I opened up a restaurant. That's how me and Maddie like really started to connect. And I just got super burnt out, was feeling so unaligned in the depths of my Saturn return. It was like literally all I needed to do was have my hands in the earth. And like, I can't go to another country right now. Where can I go? I was like, oh, I can go to Maui. Great. Got linked up with a woofing farm here, just started and like was literally living. I'm like, we didn't even have electricity in like the place I was living. I was living out of a cooler, like maybe having like cold food. Just had an outhouse, like super minimal outhouse, and was in pretty much deep isolation in the jungle for a couple months of my Saturn return, and you have nothing else to do besides commune with the plants. And that's when I started my journey of astroherbalism through the School of Evolutionary Astrology with Soja Popham.
I was wondering if that was the school that you had attended. I have his book and I've been wanting to read it forever, but Sage is like, oh my God, like everything he does is incredible. So.
I lost my mind because for years I've been like, there has to be like, if no one has this school of thought yet, like I have to start it. Like I have to write a book about it because I was seeing all these signatures in the plants that were surrounding me in correlation because I know the planets so well, and I was like, and like all the archetypes so well. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm just seeing. And then I found that book because I was Googling it. I was like, there has to be something about it. And I've really always been really intrigued by medical astrology and understanding, our human bodies, what works good, when's the best time to use certain medicines, and just being in the cycle with and alignment with as above, so below. That's always just been kind of my mantra and philosophy in my spiritual life. And so that's how my journey with herbalism, like, or astro herbalism really started. But I've always been, talking to plants, been super aligned. I've always been like a very heavy tea drinker and just always had a ritual around tea. That's probably my main way of ingesting herbs. But yeah, so I ended up leaving Maui. I was here for 7 months the first time, and this has been 3 years later. I kind of out of the blue got an invitation to come back to this land that I was on before and live here. And so now I'm living here. We are just living off grid. I am just tending to the earth. That's really all we want to do, is we're taking out the invasive species on this hillside and replanting it with like native endemic species that are going to help the soil, creating a food forest so we can share food with the people around us in our community, and just put love into the earth. That's literally my intention coming here, because when I'm connected with the earth, I'm more connected with myself. And so, you know, not winning Survivor. I thought I was going to win. So
I haven't had to watch the season, but how far did you make it in the show?
I made it pretty far. I got, so there's 18 people. I got ninth place. So I was the third jury boot, third merge boot. And so made it pretty far, not that far though. But I always say, it's so funny, I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be doing this if I had won. And so I just trust that like the path I'm on is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And I really lean into like my faith in life. And herbs have been such a, like herbalism, plants, just being in communication with them has just been such a guiding force for me through, you know, when you're just walking the path and you're just like, I can't even see the step in front of me, but like helping me lean into like that faith in life. And so that's just my eternal optimism, Sag rising, ninth houser goodness right there. So yeah, that's a little bit about me and how I ended up here and kind of what I'm doing here, and just hoping to keep sharing my weird just obsessions with people, and yeah, live off grid and just be present in life. That's just the biggest gift. So being present with these plants, and I'm hoping to start making medicines and offerings with all the plants that are out here, because it's so immaculate how things just grow here. And I feel like because everything grows around me so quickly, I'm able to like also grow so quickly. It's just like this green abundant energy.
Oh, have you, I love that.
Yes. Yeah. So that's me right there.
Well, I always get excited to talk to someone who like understands plants intuitively, as you're saying as well. You know, oftentimes we talk a lot about plants and how they work medicinally or energetically, but they really do, like, as you continue to build that reciprocal relationship with them, you start to understand them as guides and teachers, and some of the most ancient guides and teachers that have existed on our planet, right? And yeah, it's incredible to think about people like yourself that have connected with them very early, and that they've always been there in some capacity. I think more of us can relate to that than we recognize. I think, you know, any of us that are listening can think about a special plant that they may not realize were special at that time when they were younger. But that's something that always just like gets me, and I'm probably gonna get choked up even talking about it, but like, that's something that I find so gorgeous about nature and plants, is the fact that no matter how far we might stray from them, or where we might get like lost in the mundane humanness of life, right? Or where we might just be like immersed in a city for a long time and we're just not really in nature as much as we want to be. Like nature is always there with open arms, like ready to receive us, despite the fact that there's so much destruction, despite the fact that we like have forgotten how to connect to them in a lot of ways. Like anytime they're just like, anytime you're ready, I'm ready. I've been here with you the whole time. And like, that just like gets my heart every time.
So I feel the same way. And I love when people resonate in that same way. It's like nature's not judging us, and like nature's literally unconditional love. It's like always there waiting for us. And it's like, I feel like lots of people, like you're saying, like they resonate with certain plants, and like, maybe it's just in a certain memory, or maybe just like nostalgic. Like for me, like nostalgia is such a strong feeling, and I get it with a lot of scents and smells and tastes when I'm drinking things. And so like, I'm sure people who maybe don't consider themselves like herbalists or super connected to plants, it's like, you can remember like drinking that cup of chamomile tea. And like, you can remember like plants just have like, especially, I don't know if it's like too hippy dippy, but like sitting with them, and like
too hippy dippy on the show.
Yeah. They have an electromagnetic frequency. Yeah. And so like sitting with them, knowing them, and like even just like walking through a garden, you're still taking in information. And like, depending on your birth chart, you could be taking in that information with that certain planet that's already like aligned with your birth chart, just waiting for you. Like you could be taking that those energetics in really strongly. And so, yeah, it's such a wonderful reminder to like anyone out there who's like, oh, like I want to be more connected with nature. I want to be more connected with herbs, but I can't go live off grid or I can't go have a farm. It's like, yeah, but do you use rosemary in your soups? Do you use garlic in your soups? Do you use like, there's ways, and like something that I started to do just for anyone out there who's like, what's a basic way for me to just like connect with these herbs and these energies more? It's like, anytime I would like eat food, like make food, eat it, I would just try to pick out the little like flavors and the taste of all the herbs in there and just sit with them and be like, how did this make me feel? How did it make me feel putting it in? Just being like intentional with like each bite we take, each flavor that we take, because they are speaking to us. And taste is such a way that we, that a lot of the plants show their signatures to the planets. Like there's a lot of correlation there. I like wrote some notes and stuff to share. But like, yeah, one of them is like, oh, if we're looking for like something to help our sun or to help our, like, if we have, if we need to like start moving our circulation, it's like, oh, you go to like cayenne, you go to turmeric, these things that are going to like help stimulate stuff. If you're feeling stagnant, if you're feeling like damp, wet, like we want to be bringing those like exciting and heating herbs into our life. It's like, you don't need to know that to like know that that's happening in your body. You know, like we can all still get the results without having like these, you know, words or associations with it. So yes, just being mindful with our food. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said that, because I feel like a lot of the times too, especially people who are like maybe starting to get into spirituality or, you know, whatever that looks like, a lot of times we realize how much we've been taught to like suppress our own intuition. Like, you know, that ginger makes you feel better when you have a stomach ache, or you know that like, yeah, putting rosemary in your soup is going to have this additional quality to it. And it feels a certain way in your body for a reason, but like we're taught to question that so much. Really, it is that simple at the end of the day. Like the plants communicate with you in a very simple way. And I love that you're also bringing up the signatures. So that comes from, for folks who are not familiar, I think we've talked about it in Herb Corners on the show, but if I haven't, the doctrine of signatures is really about, you know, the ways in which plants actually communicate with us. And they do it by energetics like you're speaking to, but then they also do it literally by the way they look. Like they communicate with us by symbolism, just like anything else in the world. And so like plants that have an affinity for the lungs, for example, look like lungs. Or, you know, plants that are really aligned with air are long and skinny like air. So I'm just like super excited to dive into the signatures and how we can see that the plants are communicating with us on a like cosmic level too.
Absolutely. Is it you who loves rosemary? Or is it Cheyenne?
Cheyenne has a very like strong affinity for rosemary. I can't like, I love to work with it in like food medicine, but like I can't keep a rosemary plant alive. I have a dead one sitting on my desk as we speak, actually.
Rosemary just like speaks to my soul, and I don't know what I do know what it is now that I'm like, you know, into like the
processing it, yeah.
All the things, but oh my gosh, I was like ready to geek out on some rosemary, which we still can because like, yeah. Oh, God,
she's love here with us in spirit.
God love rosemary, and she's here with us in spirit. But yeah, this the doctrine of signatures. Oh my gosh, when you just like start making those correlations, isn't it just like boom? Oh, it feels like I already know this.
Yeah,
it's like we already know all of this. We're just having some like we just have something to reference now. Right. You know, and so that's what's so great about like learning about this stuff is I, at least for me, it just felt like a, oh yeah, of course. It wasn't like this big epiphany. It was literally just like this already know. It's just a confirmation of things that I already know and putting words to things that I already know and making associations that I already know, but just fitting in that final puzzle piece. So one of my favorite signatures is always with like moon plants, like I love like in Venusian plants, that like silvery purpley hue that they can get, like mugwort is such like a the silvery blue hue that get that comes to it, and just knowing like what it's used for. So it's like starting with like looking at the plants, like, and another one, calendula for the sun. If you, and also I just find it so funny that like calendula is in so many like beauty products, and
Yeah.
it's such a plant associated, such a plant associated with Leo. And I'm just
Yeah.
like, of course, like, I love that so much. It's like one of my favorite, it like makes me laugh, like being at like a store. Even just like a drugstore, it's being like, oh, calendula, like whatever, face shimmer. And I'm just like, yeah, exactly.
Calendula,
And
they're like, I feel right at home here.
like 100%. And I just love that so much because it's just really, it shows us like these things are happening even without us trying to make it happen. It's just always around us. There's always ways to connect. What are your like, so what's your sign?
So I know this is gonna drive
Are you cuspy of your cuspy Cancer Leo?
I am, yeah. Like
Love.
I have always identified as Cancer, but like the way that my placement is, like when the sun moved into Leo, I'm definitely Leo by like a few hours. So, but
Interesting.
I always
So
felt
I
more
see you very Cancer.
Cancer.
I see you very Cancerian
Yeah.
myself. Yeah, I like
Like
pick up Cancer.
I feel like my Leo tendencies come out more when I'm around people I'm really like comfortable with, but otherwise like I am a little shell. Like I've always been very like introverted, I've always been nurturing, you know, like very like, you know, I'm okay being alone, I'm watery, I can get emotional really easily, but like when I'm around people I'm really comfortable with, then my like Leo comes out where I'm like, I get really excited to talk to people, or I'm just like having a really good time at a party or something like that. But it takes some work. So I feel both elements, but definitely felt more Cancer my most of my life.
Totally. So what planets do or what plants do you associate with? Are there any like special friends that you have in the plant world, and like any signatures that you specifically were drawn to? Because I know I have mine that are just like, and it's so funny when I started making these correlations, like burdock root is one of them that I'm like obsessed with. And like I've always had kidney problems. And I have like all this like excess Jupiter stuff. And I just found that burdock root. I'm like, oh my God, thank God for this plant. And once I started connecting with it, I was really just like, this is the medicine I need. But it was funny just feeling like an inkling towards that. And like rosemary as well, really. And what this past summer, just living in the Southwest, oh my God, I did a full deep dive on mullein.
I love
Oh,
Lynn.
obsessed with mullein. Oh, I started putting in like my smoking blends.
Yes.
And I was doing like mullein, yerba santa, a little bit of like lavender, a little tiny bit of rose, and then some cannabis. And ooh wee, it was delightful. I just felt like such a grounding, yet like ascending energy. And so then I just started collecting mullein all around me. I started painting mullein. I was just so inspired by that plant. And it's so good for the lungs, and it's like a great mercurial plant, and also Jupiter. So Mel, I'm just gonna start going off here because I'm just fully nerding out on
Yeah.
mullein. Just
Just
like I'm like
more.
getting reminded. Pardon me, I just get really excited.
No, that's great. That is what this space is for. And
Amazing.
mullein's so beautiful too, because like that's a plant that's it's considered invasive in Colorado, actually. So there's a lot of people get like really frustrated with it, but I'm almost like, I'm so glad you're here, because again, when the plants show up, I feel like where they're needed, right? Like you have aloe vera in the desert where you get sunburns, right? Or you have plantain by the river where you're going to get bug bites.
Yep.
Mullein, I feel like, yes, it's invasive and it's, you know, there's problems for it in the ecosystem, but we are so plagued by wildfires here in the West, right? And mullein has been popping up all the time, and it's been so helpful for those wildfire seasons because of the affinity it has for the lungs. So, yeah, I get excited about it too.
All right, that's such a good point with the wildfires and the affinity with the lungs. I did not even think about that. I love that so much. And what is so cool about Mullen is there's so many different signatures. It's not really like tied to one planet. And so because you have the yellow flowers, so we have the sun, and then we have like the silvery, like green leaves. We have Venus there. And then the roots are involved with Saturn. And then we have like the use of the leaves in like the tall, skinny, like hollow stalk, which is Jupiter, or the flowers are also Jupiter slash sun energy. But then we have the stalk and the leaves, which is like Mercury and also Neptune, because it kind of like brings us, if you sit with it, at least for me, I have this like very like spiritual, like uplifting energy with it. And also like protective energy using the plant. What's your experience? Do you smoke it? Do you drink it? Do you use it often?
Yeah. So the most common way I've used it has been in smoking blends. Mullen and Damiana together are like clutch.
Absolutely.
Damiana is also like a pretty strong ally of mine, but the way I've used it a lot actually is my dog, he gets allergies in the spring, and it's incredible for ears, like when you get like the swollen ears or like itchy ears. So I use it as in like an oil in his ears. But I've also used it as like a tincture for those like nasty mucousy coughs that just won't go away because of the expectorant qualities, to like help get it out. And I actually had just kind of an epiphany about Mullen the other day, because I'm apprenticing in School of the Sacred Wild, and I think she had talked about this, but sometimes, because I was listening to kind of her COVID protocol. And she was talking about how sometimes when the herbs are those like expectorant, like they're helping you get stuff out, but it feels like it makes your cough even worse for a period of time. And so then when I was doing that with Mullen, I'm like, geez, like it's not doing anything right now. I'm just like, I'm hacking up a lung. But then like, that's where I had that epiphany of like, it was doing exactly what it was supposed to do, but you have to like, obviously to get it out, you know, you have to keep like hacking away. But I never thought of it in that regard of like, sometimes it has to make your symptoms are going to feel a little bit worse, but that means the medicine's working in some regards.
100%, especially when it is an expectorant and it's working with the lungs. It's like you have this lung issue. It's like, ooh, it's going to get hurt. Like it's going to hurt. And that almost like brings me to those like Saturn qualities where you have to go through the struggle in order for it to be good on the other side. Like that's just like the connection I make there, because I get really bad allergies. And so I'll often like smoke Mullen just to like help my airways. But sometimes like I feel like if I'm like super congested, I'll get like coughing. I'm like, is this actually how? I'm like, no, I need to get it out. It's helping me get it out. But it's like annoying because you're like, it doesn't feel good, but here we are. And I feel like that's kind of like, oh, just like another, just like Saturn signature of like, I'm going to kick your butt, but you're going to thank me for it afterward.
Yeah. Mullen's like the boot camp of the world.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I love that. I don't know what else. I kind of like made a list of all the planets just because my Virgo name.
Break us down, like how we would work with them, or like, I'm curious, like how each signature kind of corresponds, like, just break it down.
That's what I was kind of going to do. So, but astro herbalism. So, at least where I learned it was using like not only Western herbal traditions, but like also Ayurveda, Chinese medicine and alchemy, along with the birth chart, to help understand maybe the best times to use the herb, what type of conditions you're my words are just like falling out of my head today, I swear.
My brain's been oatmeal since about 8 o'clock this morning, so
yeah, oatmeal brain, that's a good way to say it.
Are you talking about constituents, like your body?
Yeah, so like whatever, like
the doshas and Ayurveda and like your body makeup, is that what you're referring to?
No, basically like whatever like problem you're having. Constitution. There we go.
Like, I know it's a C word too.
I'm like character, whatever. Okay, so I'll start that over. Like astroherbalism is using Western herbal traditions, Ayurveda, Chinese medicine, and alchemy, along with your birth chart to look at the
constitution.
Please escape my head. The constitution and basically like the characteristics and the of the symptoms that you're having. So the planets are kind of like the activating energies, and the signs, so like Leo, Virgo, whatever, they represent parts of the body, organs, and systems in which those can act. So like, say, I'm just like using Leo as an example. Say Leo, you're like a ton of fire in your chart, and you're like, you know, hyper circulating, you have all this heat. It's like good to use like a something with the, it's like antipathetic instead of sympathetic to help down the system. And so when you're diagnosing a chart with astroherbalism and using like the signatures and you know, the plant in total to help with whatever symptoms that person's having. I'm no expert on this, obviously, because I'm just like a nerd about it. Hopefully expert one day. But yeah, you can kind of look and see, oh, do I need something like motherwort is really great for the sun, because it's like really calming, cooling, and good for tension when the sun is just like excess heat and like freaking out. Like maybe it's your stomach. Maybe you have sun in the fourth house and maybe there's a transiting square with Mars. Mars is going over your fourth house. And so it's like this extra, maybe you have like a Mars, like a sun moon conjunction and like a fire sign in the fourth house. So it's all this heat, all this energy. You're having a hard time with your digestion. It's super hot, maybe a little acidic. That's when we want to look towards plants that are cooling, maybe giving a little bit of moisture in there. So looking for moon plants, but also you can look for sun plants that are going to often, so there's always that like duality. It's like, oh, like the sun plant could also, you could use the antipathetic use of it rather than the sympathetic use of it, which would be like calming, cooling, good for tension. But the sun plants, I'm just kind of bopping around here, are fun with their morphology, because it's like, you're always going to think of the sun. You're going to think of like orange, red, yellow colors, like often radiant, in like a rhythmic pattern, which is where we get the motherwort, because it's like very rhythmic the way that it presents itself. And also, of course, it's calming, cooling.
Also, and then, note on motherwort, not to interrupt you.
Oh, no, like, please.
You were just saying that you're not an expert, but like you're talking about Leo. And I just have to point out the connotation with motherwort about it also being known as like a folk name of Lionheart. So I'm like, you're already making those connections, and like, that's amazing.
Yeah, with the, and not only the folklore, but I believe the Latin term, it's like Leonessus, something like that. And so, yeah, that's like, like the lioness of the heart. Like that's like the literal like Latin translation or something like that. But thanks for that note.
Sometimes I was like, you're totally an expert.
Not yet. One day I would love to be an expert. That would be amazing. But right now,
in the field of herbalism, you're constantly learning. I feel like it, I don't feel like you'll ever know everything, right? So
yeah, me just as like a, like I'm just pursuing expansion and knowledge all the time. It's just like there's, but I love studying things that I can never know the most about. Like there's no end to the things I study, which I'm just like, I'm like, give me more. yeah, motherwort, rosemary is a really good sun plant. It's great at increasing circulation. And that's something that you would also use for like the opposite sign of Leo, which is Aquarius. So sometimes they can have like a circulation issues in their legs. And that's when we'd look to like using, plants that help with circulation. I think I have like under Uranus, the planet Uranus, using turmeric, because that really helps with circulation. And then also vervain, because Uranus, just like on the other side of that, which I love vervain. I almost put some in here today because I was like a little nervous. But oh, so good for the nervous system. And just like also like mutable signs that are going to be like a little bit like ever changing. So if you have a lot of mutable placements, my Virgo moon loves vervain. She needs it because we need to calm the hell down sometimes.
I'm also a Virgo moon.
I'm a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our Virgo moons need it.
And I have such an affinity for vervain too. So that's really, they're all the synchronicities in this conversation tonight.
I love it. Yeah. Any like somebody with like a lot of like Mercury, or who's working with like Mercury, what maybe wants to be a better communicator. It's like, okay, maybe you're stammering over your words. Maybe you're getting a little nervous. It's like, look to vervain, like vervain and maybe mullein would be really great uses to help you like soothe your system and maybe like become like a better communicator in that way. Another thing I would use for that is, I don't know why I'm thinking of like being a better, if somebody has the intention of becoming a better communicator, it's like, okay, we want to look towards like Mercury herbs, but also maybe like some heart centered herbs. So we can like be connecting with our heart when we're, so we're not so heady in the brain, like Gemini and Virgo can be sometimes. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that absolutely, like the, as soon as you mentioned the heart, like I always think of, you know, like self-love and coming from that place of self-love, which speaks to your confidence, which helps open up your throat. So I would totally agree with that.
Yeah. And then I had for the moon, obviously it's ruled by Cancer. It's like a watery planet, cardinal energy. And a lot of like the morphology for Cancer plants, it's like grows literally like in or around water, or has like a high water content and like juiciness to it. It also is not going to be like rigid in its look. So some things can have like really spiny things. It's going to be like smooth and flowing, that silvery blue hue. And for taste, often bitter, because we want to think about Cancer rules the stomach. And so also we're thinking about with the moon, like psychologically. And so not only do like, is our, so our gut and our brains are so tied together. So when our gut is cleansed, we're actually able to like, it helps our brain function a lot better too. And emotional intelligence, that's what I'm thinking about. Just like following your gut. And like, if your gut is clean, then you can also like make better decisions and you could follow your gut more, your intuition, just kind of like those Cancerian vibes with that. I also had mugwort down here, and then marshmallow is just such a great, oh, I love marshmallows so much. Just very moistening remedy. If the Cancer archetype is deficient, or like for me, my Mars is in Cancer. And so it doesn't really like to be there and it needs a little help. So say if I was going through, some like rough stomach issues, or just feeling a lot of maybe dryness in the mouth, even like I would go to slippery elm or marshmallow to really help, like smooth and like nourish that Mars in Cancer. Cause like, they're just like two energies battling each other. You know what I mean? So do you have any like plants that you associate with the moon?
I've been kind of thinking about that as you were talking about these. Mugwort is obviously like the go-to, but I also think of, I want to learn more about like poison plants as medicine, not like internal medicine, but like energetic medicine. And so like the one that comes to my mind a lot is Datura, because it like opens under the moon. And it has a lot of that like under like edgy underworldy energy that I think the moon has sometimes. Like we often think about the moon as like this very like grandmotherly soft energy, but she's a little edgy, you know. And I think Datura,
she controls like the ocean. Yeah,
she's exactly. Yeah. So I think those are the kinds of plants too that I think of, like the kind of like that are illuminated at night, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I'm just going to hop into my girl Venus, because I'm just a Venus. I love it. Obviously like Libra Taurus energy, and that's going to go into like our hormonal system, beauty, skin, kidneys, throat. And I know it sounds so basic, but like rose is literally my life force in this world. Like I went to like, my favorite medicine is probably rose with cacao. I think that is some of the deepest medicine I've worked with as far as plants goes. And cacao I associate with a couple different plants actually, but it really has its ability to like ground us in and like our ascension through grounding, because it is like its history. It used to be traded, like cacao used to be almost like gold. And so it was and there's been so many like rulers through time who were, you know, like always associated with cacao, all over the world, or wherever cacao is grown naturally over the world. And now it's become, it became commodified, and like now it's kind of commodified again, and just really like coming into a place. Like cacao ceremony is like my absolute favorite I think, plant medicine of all time, because it's just such a heart opening. That's when I lean into like that rose cacao mixture is so heart opening for me. And I think as this person who has their Venus in detriment, my Venus is in Scorpio. And so I'm always just trying to like work with that heart energy and like opening it and expanding it and like cacao and rose together. And just like my rose spray every day, like I would literally die without my cold rose spray. And like, you get to go on a desert island, you get two items. I'd be like, okay, can my one item be the Harry Potter series? The second item be my rose water spray. Like,
did you take rose water with you to Survivor?
No, I couldn't.
Oh, so sad.
I was like, I don't even care about food. Can you just give me like I haven't eaten in 12 days, but I'll take the rose water. Right. So extra, but like that's literally how I felt. I was like, that's like the first I packed it for, like if I got voted out of the game, that's the first thing I did when I got back. I was like, where's my rose water?
I love that.
But what are, do you have any like rose stories or like Venus plants that you like to shout out?
Yeah, I love Rose so much. I think she's just like, she's really that like teacher of unconditional love, but also understanding boundaries at the same time.
100%.
Like this, something I love about Rose, particularly for women, is like, she just brings out that sensuality. Again, something that is so suppressed a lot of the time, but like, and I love that she's connected to Venus. Like that was all I could think about as you're talking about that as well, is like Venus is so sensual, right? Like, cause isn't she like the, she's the, I don't know what the word is I'm thinking of, like the match, I guess, to Aphrodite, right? Like,
yeah.
Okay. So yeah. So they're both just very like sensual, loving, beautiful, but fierce and have their own boundaries, right? So
100%. And just like that Taurus, like earthly sensual energy, and that like Libra, like I'm gonna fight for what's right, like with the thorns, and like, but I'm gonna shine regardless. Like the rose is always blooming. And something just like also in mythology that I wanted to go back to is like Artemis, yeah, with the moon plants. Also, it's like with your correlation to like ones that like bloom in the night, it's like, yeah, Artemis is blooming in the night. She's not only blooming in the night, she's hunting in the night. So y'all better watch out. Like, that's how I feel about like the moon plants and like the correlation with Artemis. I love it so much. Like the huntress at night, like, ooh.
Ooh,
yeah, using that as a signature. It's so fun. I know we're getting like short on time because we're just like chatting and having so much fun, but I'll just go through like planets with the like kind of like plants that I like to associate with it. Mars, nettle, cayenne, elder. Jupiter, often like tulsi for like spiritual growth and ascension, and also turmeric to help like the liver, and it's spicy, bold, and good for like anyone with like kapha conditions, like as the doshas in Ayurvedic. Uranus, we're gonna go to cacao, lady slipper, gotu kola, and ginkgo for like mind stimulation, because like Uranus is so like erotic, it's nice to like direct that energy. And then Saturn, oh, elder for sure. And then comfrey is such a great Saturnian plant, and the way it can kind of take over helps heal wounds and bones. And another thing about elder, it's like that boundary between the visible and invisible worlds and like the deep wisdom it just inherits. And then Neptune is such a fun planet because we're starting to get into like the psychotropic planets. We're trying to get into like cannabis, and Blue Lotus is one that I wrote because it's like in the water and kind of helps you get out of your brainy sphere or logical minds. And then Pluto, this is where we're dealing with some like reproductive organs, sexual energy, regeneration, or primal urges. And so I have black cohosh, kava kava, dragon's blood, and black walnut here for some plants that associate with Pluto. How you feeling about those?
Oh my gosh. I feel like you've opened up a whole new world for me and like a new way to explore the energies of plants. Like they're so multifaceted, multi-layered, and yeah, I'm just I'm bubbling with excitement. The little herb nerd in me is going crazy.
I know. I wish this podcast could be like 2 hours longer so we could just like sit here and talk through every single signature, every single sign, every single planet. Cause this is like, I mean, at least I will say being here out on Maui, people like understand this language a lot in the community that I'm in. I mean, so that's really fun because that sometimes people are like, what are you speaking? Like, what language are you speaking? Right. It's the language of the plants and the stars. Duh.
And your great-great-great-great-great-grandmother knew.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But oh my gosh, this has been so fun. I just feel like so buzzed. And
so and excited. To talk Sandra Berry too. So it's like double.
Definitely. I know. As if I need more stimulation. I did have coffee today. I was like, I didn't have coffee. I'm like, I'm doing it. But yeah, this has been so great, Shale. Thanks for letting me nerd out with you.
Thank you. So I have just two quick questions for you. The first Absolutely. One is at the end of every episode, we give our listeners a permission slip. So like if you were to give a permission slip to our audience, what would you share with them? A little nugget of wisdom for the day. And then the last question is, where can people find you? And of course, we'll have everything in the show notes, but anything you want to share about that?
Okay, permission slip. Permission slip. For permission slip, it has been such a journey for me. I have a Chiron and Leo in the eighth house. So, but like letting yourself be seen, let yourself take up space. Like that's my permission slip. Like, especially going on national TV, like failing in front of millions. That has been such a humbling journey for me, but I really was seen. And I had a lot of struggle with that, but I also have had so much liberation with that because I truly feel now that I like don't give a flying fuck. Like I am who I am. And like the people who fuck with it are going to fuck with it. And those who aren't are just missing out. And so just let your freak flag fly. Be you and like let yourself be loud and take up space, like whatever that means for you. That's not going to mean in the same loud way that I am or the same weird way that I am, but like just be you and let your freak flag fly. Like, God, it is so liberating. Like I've always kind of been that way, but it's like taken to a next level where I was on Survivor. You can't fuck with me anymore.
Yeah, for real.
and then you can find me on Instagram at _ Kendra Ruthless. I also have a website called Happy to Be Here, HAPPY2TOB, just the letter B, here.com. And that is where I offer tarot readings and astrology readings and astrocartography readings and working with your ruling planet readings and all types of things. Hand-painted birth charts I like to do. That's been really fun lately. And so you can find me there and you can find me on Twitter talking shit at Kendra Ruthless. So I love that.
Amazing. Well, Kendra, this was the most beautiful conversation. I know you have to run, but thank you so, so, so much. And I can't wait to nerd out with you more in the future.
I love it so much. We have to have a part two coming up.
Oh, absolutely. That is a done deal.
Amazing. Oh my gosh. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much. And shout out to Cheyenne.
Yes. Thank you. Cheers, witches.
Bye. Cheers, witches.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Ouija Boards and Midnight Marks. If you're having a witching good time, we hope you'll help us to grow this little coven. You all know it's us against AI in this algorithm world, so please help us out. Please like, rate, and subscribe anywhere you're listening to us. Also, we want to connect with our spooky marg-loving friends out there, so please like and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Links for those profiles will be in the show notes. And hey, be sure to tell us what you're drinking tonight. We love you all so much, witches. Cheers.